CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Exactly 1 week until the election, and former President Donald Trump will be in Pennsylvania's Latino Belt, days after a comedian at his mega rally in New York equated Puerto Rico to an island of trash. CBS's Libby Cathy.
This rally in Allentown was pre-scheduled before the Madison Square Garden rally, but trying to court the every last vote here at the last minute, those undecided battleground voters, which will determine this election.
Vice President Harris will stump for votes when she delivers a speech on the Ellipse in Washington, D.C., where Mr. Trump spoke hours before the attack on the U.S. Capitol.
We will tap into the ambitions and the aspirations and the dreams of the American people.
Harris' campaign is billing tonight's speech as her closing arguments before the election. Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon walked out of prison in Danbury, Connecticut this morning. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Bannon served a four-month sentence. He was convicted in 2022 on two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with the subpoena from the committee investigating the January 6 attack on the Capitol.
Local officials report a massive airstrike in the northern Gaza Strip today that killed at least 60 displaced Palestinians, including women and children, sheltering in a five-story building. They say another 17 are missing. And there's fresh reaction to newly passed Israeli legislation affecting the UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency. CBS's Holly Williams from Tel Aviv.
Israel's vote to bar UNRWA from operating in this country, from where international aid is delivered to Gaza, has been widely criticized, including by allies of Israel, like the UK, Canada, Australia, Germany, and Japan. The US says it is, quote, deeply concerned about the vote.
Here in the U.S., dry conditions are raising the risk of wildfires. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
Much of the Northeast has had minimal rainfall, placing several cities at the top of the list for the driest start to fall. On top of that, it's been warm, even hot at times. Today, we'll see record-setting highs in the Midwest, with the warmth expanding south and east into tomorrow.
New research shows kids who are too chubby or too thin could be at a higher risk of breathing problems. CBS's Michael George.
Children with an abnormal body mass index may develop impaired lung function. A study out of Sweden found that either a BMI that's too high or too low can be linked to lung issues as children grow up. But some experts argue BMI is an inaccurate measurement of overall health.
S&P futures down 10. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Within the battleground state, Racine is a battleground county. For the second time in a week, a vice presidential candidate spoke at Memorial Hall. Senator J.D. Vance took his turn last night and pushed back against criticism of a New York Trump rally Sunday.
I'm not worried that a joke that a comedian who has no affiliation with Donald Trump's campaign told, that a lot of people are going to wake up and say, oh, we're not going to vote for Donald Trump now. We're going to look past the fact that we can't afford groceries because somebody made a joke that we don't like.
Governor Tim Walz was in Racine last week and was in Waukesha yesterday. There he met with former Republican Mayor Sean Riley, who's endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket. Racine County will have more voting later in November. A primary is on November 21st for the county executive position. Four candidates are running. The two leading candidates will face off in a final election December 19th. A 24-year-old man was critically injured in a shooting on Wolf Street near Main in Racine early Sunday. Police have identified a person of interest in the case. The Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Yule, a 58-year-old gibbon who had lived at the zoo since 1986. Zoo officials say they made the decision to euthanize Yule due to health decline. And Red Apple Elementary in Racine is set to become a K-8 STEAM-focused school, opening in about a year. The RUSD board has proposed renaming it after Dr. Laurel Clark, a NASA astronaut from Racine. They're seeking community input on the change. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Celtics 119-108. Milwaukee now 0-2 on this road trip. They've lost three in a row. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then in moments of the last two games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. I just think it's one of those things right now where you usually gotta stay in the fight.
The Bucks play in Memphis Thursday. College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on reviewing the loss to Penn State over the weekend.
You know, it was tough, but as you look back at it, you know, the thing that it comes down to is execution, and execution in the fourth quarter, and then making plays.
The Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night. The NFL Network reporting an MRI showed no serious damage for Jordan Love and that groin injury. Could he play Sunday against the Lions?
If he can go, he'll go. We'll see where he's at by the end of the week, but if we feel like he can't protect himself, then we certainly wouldn't put him in that position.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with falling temperatures and a chance of thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. We'll drop into the upper 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Cindy Huber. I dated one or two of those Playboys. Not the original, of course. Always the artificial. It's great to be with you today. Local news, timeless hits, warm weather. What more could you ask for on WRJN? Here's Marvin Gaye.
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Beautiful, gorgeous, early summer day. Except it's not. 71 degrees here. Hey, you know where the real storms are breaking out today? It's going to be Kansas and northern Oklahoma. They're even talking potential tornado outbreaks. Here's Rare Earth on WRJN.
Never mind.
ready? Are we? What are we ready for? That's how I get when it's like time for another nap. I tell my husband, it's Sunday afternoon. Are we going upstairs or going for that next nap of the day? You know, you got to have that morning nap followed by the pre-lunch nap, the after-lunch nap, the before-dinner nap, the before-football. Well, actually, the nap is during one of the football games, especially if we're losing, man. That is, and that's a full-out sleep right there. Listen to WRJN Local News Timeless. Says I'm Cindy Huber. This severe weather I'm talking about is going to be out west tomorrow, and they're saying tomorrow afternoon into evening a severe weather outbreak in the west, so especially Kansas and Oklahoma. So if you are glued to Weather Channel or AccuWeather or Fox Weather like I usually am, tomorrow is going to be a real iffy day. Storms here, nothing to that scale, at least not yet. They're not saying anything like that, but it is 71 degrees right here. It's absolutely beautiful today. Enjoy it. The last 2 days of summer before winter, right? All right, Daylight Savers. Today, artist of record. When you hear the beautiful Dusty Springfield singing, I'm going to get you the time and the song coming up in the next few minutes here on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You give your life.
Local News and Timeless is right here at WRJN. And for 97 years, we've been around. Can you believe that WRJN on the air? 97 years, 50 some of those years at Paul Harvey. We've got the rest of the story of Paul Harvey today at 12:05.
To the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. Give back your heart. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not grieving.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard. I've got an answer.
voices of the angel ring around the moonlight, asking me, said she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? Lilting lyric, losing love, lamenting. Change my life, make it right, be my lady.
From Crosby, Stills, Nash. What? No Young? No Young. But a great 7-minute, 22-second song, and I know that because I was looking at that, and I had heard a rumor that there was actually chips down in the basement along with a Diet Pepsi. I was like, all 7 minutes, 22 seconds. I can check this rumor out. This goes really good with my Tootsie Roll over the weekend. One of the things I really, amongst many, listening to Don Rosen on the way into work is to hear Don say something I never thought would come out of a human's mouth. I have never tried Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'm like, what? I almost drove off the road. Anyway, found out that that is indeed true. So while I was eating my Tootsie Rolls, he goes, what are you doing all those Tootsie Rolls? And I'm like, well, I'm eating the candy the kids didn't want. Because that's how I roll this time of the year. In fact, everybody was giving out Tootsie Rolls, so I should be really good into January as far as what shall I have tomorrow morning for breakfast? Tootsie Rolls. All righty. We're going to check now with Stuart J. Waddles and Local News.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. For the second time in a week, the person seeking to be second in command spoke to supporters at Racine's Memorial Hall. There were similarities with Senator J.D. Vance last night doing the same as Governor Tim Walz, encouraging people to vote early. The differences were in the closing messages of the campaign.
Donald Trump and I want to be president of the whole United States of America. Even if you voted the wrong way or will vote the wrong way in 8 days, we're still going to fight for you and we're still going to fight for your interests.
Vance reiterated a Trump plan to make housing affordable, to eliminate taxes on Social Security, and to deport those in the country illegally. Governor Walz spent part of his Monday in Waukesha getting to know Mayor Sean Riley. He's a former Republican that's endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket. Vice President Harris and President Trump are in the state tomorrow. Former President Bill Clinton's in Milwaukee Thursday. Trump rallies in Milwaukee Friday night. Racine police are investigating a shooting that left a 24-year-old man critically injured early Sunday. Police say it happened after an altercation on Wolf Street near Maine. The victim, who suffered multiple gunshot wounds, was first taken to a local hospital before being flown to Milwaukee for further treatment. A person of interest has been identified. It was in Kenosha that a new statewide student effort was announced. Brittany Merlot has more.
Wisconsin State Superintendent is proposing free meals for all students. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley announced the proposal Friday. With the universal free meals proposal, all Wisconsin students would have access to a nutritious breakfast and lunch for free. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 1 in 4 Wisconsin high school students reported hunger due to the lack of food in their home.
And an animal that had been at the Racine Zoo since 1986 has died. The Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Ewell, a 58-year-old gibbon. Ewell far exceeded the typical life expectancy for his species, leaving behind 6 daughters, including Robin. Zoo officials say they made the difficult decision to euthanize Ewell earlier this month due to a progressive health decline. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with falling temperatures and a chance of thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. We'll drop into the upper 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Hits on WRJN. Tell a friend about the Dave Clark Five.
You say that you love me.
Say you love me all of the time. All of the time.
You say that you need me.
Say you need me.
You'll always be mine.
Always be mine.
I'm feeling glad all over you, mama. Glad all over, baby. I'm glad.
Thank you.
terrible. George Harrison, What Is Life? 1970. Actually, that was part of it, was a message to his wife at the time, Patty Boyd. By the way, I should mention that we're local news and timeless, says WRJN. Sorry, boss. All right. So back to George Harrison. That was one of the tunes that they believe was directed towards his wife, Patty Boyd, who was leaving him. And there was a thing going on with George's buddy, Eric Clapton, who was also in love with his wife. And I'm not that all that sympathetic to George Harrison. I loved him. I think he was brilliant. But, you know, he was sleeping with Ringo Starr's wife at the time. So that might have been why Patty was like, I'm just not feeling it with you anymore, George. So that could have been a little bit of something there. I'll know. Although I know that they loved each other. At least I do, because I read it in her book. So she was writing about that whole affair with Ringo's wife, and finding Ringo's wife at home with her husband and getting a little upset and maybe beating up his wife. But, you know, that sort of thing. But another day, another subject for music. Speaking of music, our artist of album today, when you hear Dusty Springfield, she's in love with the son of a preacher man. Yep. When you hear that between 11 and noon, you be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN, and you're going to win Dusty Springfield's album. And she had so many great songs. It wasn't just that song, but that's the one she's really known for, from her brilliant album, Dusty in Memphis, which is just unbelievable. Even though she didn't have a lot of hits from that, the album is unreal. So an album that must have in your vinyl collection. So anyway, yours to win today between 11 and 12 right here on WRJN.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this: elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This is WRJN. We're coming up on Stuart J. Waddles with local news, Mike Clemens with sports, and CBS National News. That's just all minutes away right here on WRJN. Love this one from Stevie Wonder. Getting ready before going out and having fun song.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
When you're on the street.